Hi guys, welcome back to Lipstick Laundry. This is your girl Shiny, and as usual I am here to discuss all types of laundry with you, the dirty, the clean, and everything in between. Let's sort it all out. How y'all been? How y'all week been? Okay, last week was crazy for me. I don't know. It's just been wild, but I am providing in the next couple of episodes definitely updates on the life and what the life got going on and how the life is lifing. This is one of these episodes for sure. You know, I definitely had a very good conversation with my friend talking about what's going on in our lives right now, and also what's going on in business, okay? Because we talking about big business, all right? What are you doing with your life? How are you being influenced? And are we being influenced too much at this point? You know what I'm saying? Can we choose our own soap, our own clothes? Can we live our own lives, basically? You know what I'm saying? I am all about living your life. Not the life, not somebody else's life. Just live your life, okay? Whatever works for you. Stop watching people and do what you need to do for you. Like I said, life been life in. And, you know, I touch on a lot of things in this episode. Surprises that has happened and Thanksgiving. I am 5 years in. At this point, April will make it 5 years in to this hood no one ever wanted to be involved in, which is widowhood. And let me just tell you, the 5 years are showing. I feel, and when I say they showing, I mean like it's a milestone 5 years, and I feel like so much has happened since. It's crazy, okay? But I'm gonna let these episodes unfold. We gonna talk about it. Yeah, so my soapbox this week, and it's been for like a month now, it's really been my personal soapbox. Like I said, you know, 5 years is coming. It's a milestone. A lot has changed. And one thing that has definitely changed is the fact that my oldest stepchild, who is barely out of high school, and when I say out of high school, I mean I ain't attend no graduation. She's pregnant, and I don't even know what to do with that there information, okay? But again, I'm standing on business all year, and this episode is about standing on business, and I just keep getting little things dropped on me that it's just a reminder of the previous life that's now connecting with this life. Like, how am I dealing with it all? Child, we discussing this one, we discussing the next one. Child, we just gonna be discussing some real things. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do in the Lipstick Laundry. We over here putting on our lipstick figuratively and physically, okay? To deal with situations in this here life, okay? I'm not gonna make it long at all. Enjoy this episode. As usual, the reminders, okay, I need you guys to tell me how you feeling about these episodes. I need y'all to give me episode ideas, and y'all could continue to ask me random questions that I will always answer. And you can drop your drawers in my DM on IG, which is the Lipstick Laundry Podcast. That's also what it's called on Facebook as well, Lipstick Laundry Podcast. Or you can also go into my email, which is thelipsticklaundrypodcast@gmail.com, okay? You will also follow on Twitter. I guess I gotta stop saying Twitter, huh? I gotta say X. Y'all can follow me on that thing called X, as long as we shall have it, okay? As Lip Laundry. Follow me on all platforms. You need to be Subscribed everywhere, okay? Because why are you not receiving notifications of these new episodes, okay? Y'all got to know. Sometimes I put them on after 12 p.m. because, hello, sometimes the topics, I feel like we just need to go to church, okay? We need to do whatever we got to do and then listen because it's a lot. You feel me? Sometimes they drop at 12 a.m. because it's like, hey, you might need this for the laundry, like the literal laundry. Either way, get the notifications so you can know what's going on and you can stay in touch. Enjoy the episode, and I promise I'ma talk to y'all next week. Bye. I like this, Lord. Today's wash, dry, no fold is heartwarming, okay? Because I am catching up with my brunch bestie, my self-care bestie, my bestie, period, okay? She is an entrepreneur, okay? Sis is out here doing it, and I love that, and I cannot wait to catch up with her. We have spoken before on several different topics, and I want to welcome to the Lipstick Laundry once again my homegirl, Miss Shivani. Hi, girl.
Hey, girl. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited too, boo. Just like I said, you know, sis does the damn thing. And before we get into it, I want to give her the opportunity. Go ahead, sis, run down the laundry list of things that you do and what they could find and all the platforms you got. Go in.
Okay. So first and foremost, I do have my own podcast. It is called Self-Care After Dark Podcast. It is on Google, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can tune in. And it's all about self-care, okay? Mm-hmm. Self-care, mental health. I'm also a mental health therapist. I have my own private practice in Florida. So if you are looking for a therapist, holla at me. And I am doing a new venture. I'm working towards becoming a doula. So I'll be there helping, you know, assisting with the whole, you know, delivery and all that stuff, you know, support and all those things for, you know, any expected mothers. So I'm doing a few things.
You know. You're going to tell them about the sugar?
So the sugar is going to now become the sugar with the doula. So I have transitioned. So originally I had a self-care business with sugar scrubs, body butters, oils, and that took a back. So I'm revamping that to become now Sweet Sugar Baby doula services. You see how that works?
I like that.
You know, we can flip it, you know?
Yes,
you
that's development, okay? That's development. Absolutely. That's business pivoting is what it is. You're pivoting, okay?
Absolutely. So I had to switch it up, you know?
Yes. And honestly, that is one of the things I love about you. But first, we're going to do a little, you know, sis on sis catch up before we get to literally the business, okay? Yeah. I have not posted anything, and you have not posted the officials yet. But I want to take this opportunity, hon, to publicly congratulate you, okay, on getting married, finding your soulmate, and doing the damn thing.
Thank you. And you know, I have to shout out you because you were the star of the wedding, baby. You came in and you were just the diva. You look so beautiful. And I was so happy when you came. I kid you not. I was so happy to see you.
I was so happy for you. Like, girl, you look beautiful. Okay. It was our outside wedding on like the hottest goddamn day. And the love kept us cool, child, because we was out there for you.
And I appreciate it. I knew you loved me when you were out there and we all sweating and you out there just doing your thing. And it was hot as hell. It was hot, you know,
but it was very hot.
You showed out and I appreciate
it. I did. I had to. I took a half day for my good sis. Okay. I'm a 9-to-5 girly. Okay. I treasure the PTO. And I was like, oh no, I got to do at least a halfie.
I was like, that's my dog. That's my dog. Like, she really came out and I'm interfering with the fun, but you were out there to support me and I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like we connect on such a different level. Like even
We
just
do.
meeting you, how we
We do.
met, was through this podcast. You know, you're a listener and you pretty much was living the same life I was. You were just like what, a year or 2 years ahead of me in
I was
your
probably like a year
journey.
ahead of you, or maybe 2 years, but I loved what you were doing with the podcast. And then when you had to pivot, I was like, let me reach out to this girl, because I am relating too much to what everything that you were going through. I was like, ditto, ditto,
Yes,
same.
and I literally gained like really one of my best friends. Like you have been everything. And it was weird because it was like, you know, starting out, I didn't know what you did, but you have a calmness about you. You have a just your energy just gives, girl, calm down. Come to my level, okay? Girl, you the
Oh,
weed
you know,
without the weed. You just
there you go, you know.
You really are that self-care bestie, and I love that for me
Hey,
personally to
girl,
be your
I love that
friend.
for you. Yes, ma'am. But
Okay.
it was natural. It just clicked. It was meant to be.
Yes.
Meant
And
to be.
so is moving forward in life. And I'm happy to watch you know, transition into that, into a new wife, into, you know, a new relationship, and watching you get the support that you need for your children. It's been lovely to see. You know what I mean? How do you find balance in still honoring, you know, your past, your husband, you know, the father of your children, while, you know, maintaining amazingness in the current life?
I remain balanced because everything is very, I like to make sure that I focus on every aspect of myself, right? So, my past, watching the children grow up and raising my late husband's children, right? Those his kids. I'm like them his kids. So I honor him every day by raising his kids, And
Period.
I make sure that the kids have a very balanced life and that they're well-rounded. They have their hobbies, but then I also make sure that I focus on my current relationship, because I love the kids, but the kids cannot be your absolute center of your world, because that's just not how it has to be. A hierarchy, and the kids are not number
Yes,
one, right? I love
absolutely. I
them,
agree
but we
with
have to,
that.
make sure that, they know their place. I love them, but I put energy into them. I put energy into my new man, and I absolutely put energy into me, because I couldn't do it. I could not do it if I wasn't focused on myself,
Yeah, absolutely. You got to take time out for everything. And I love that you're talking about balancing, you know, not just the kids and the new man. You know, you have to keep that self. That
Absolutely.
hierarchy has to
Absolutely.
include that self. So, you know, I'm happy to hear that. Now, let me ask you something. Tyler asked me a weird ass question the other day after spending a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. Let me tell you something. This Thanksgiving weekend, there was a lot of surprises happening.
Really?
Now,
About it.
yeah, like you know, first, we weren't supposed to be gathered how we were gathered, like I told you. You know what I mean? But we made it work. And, you know, my boo came over. So there was a lot of boo and, you know, baby time. And, you know, watching them vibe was also a vibe, you know, because that's important as well. After he left, though, like I want to know, because I don't know if all kids are as direct as Tyler is. You know, it might be a different way that they phrase the question. But Tyler legit asked me if this man was his new daddy. Right?
That's normal. That is normal. That is normal, because kids, they just know, of course, watching TV, they know it's a mommy, it's a daddy. That's it, right? So if that original father, the biological father, is no longer there, if he's deceased or just absent, they are looking for that extra person to put in that place. So to me, that's a good question, because that lets you know that he desires that. Like,
He
he wants
does.
that, and he needs more of that type of attention, right? Like, more of that fatherly role, which is beautiful. But as a mom, you're like, wait, slow down, pump your brakes, because you don't
Hello.
want them getting super attached. At one point, the kids were like, Okay, so call my partner. This was when we were just dating, and this was new. Call him and ask him if he wants to be our dad now. Like, just call him, see if he can be our dad. Like, they were just that was a position. They were like, we need to fill it. We need, like, in the interviews, you're cool. I need you to be in that position
Check the
because we
box,
need that.
baby.
Exactly. So
We are
it freaked
ready.
me out because I was like, it don't work like that. Like, you don't
Hello.
just, throw somebody in there,
Yeah.
But also it's scary because we as widows do not want to make the person that we're with feel pressure to step up
That
into that
part.
role. So it's
Yes.
like you have to navigate it, but you also have to give that person the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? I'm willing to be a part of this child's life and step up and be that, dads and donuts, right? Like he needs a dad for the dads and donuts. Who's going to step up? And if he's willing, because he's a good guy, he'll probably be like, listen, I got him. I'm gonna hold him down, whatever, And that was my partner. From the jump, he was like, listen, don't worry about it. I'm gonna be here to support these kids. Don't worry about it. So all those little roles, he was able to step up,
I
but it
love
was
that.
scary. That's
I
a
just
scary
don't
question.
know. Like, yes, girl, I
What
lost
did you
it. I was
do?
like, I just told him that, he isn't his new dad, but he is somebody who he can ask any question and who will be there for him right now. And mommy and
Okay.
him are just seeing where things go. And as things develop, we'll see where everything goes.
Right.
That
That's a
sound
good
real good, don't it?
that was good. Girl, you sound like a professional. I
I was
like
in
that.
that girl. I had to think on my feet. I was in that car. Like what? But I got it together, and I thought the answer was good.
Good. That was good. And
Okay,
did he ask any more
cool.
questions?
No, that was it. After that, he was like, "I really like him." Da da da, and we
That's
just
good.
proceeded with our day. But I like these feelings. I like the feeling of him, being comfortable with somebody else around. Now, the surprise for me that I wasn't prepared for, like complete surprise, because again, I wasn't supposed to be where I was supposed to be. But my 17-year-old stepdaughter rings my doorbell at 1 p.m. Dinner's at 4. Okay, and the new boo is on the way with the mac and cheese, sis.
Was
Like,
this stepdaughter invited?
no, I just told you, surprise, since then we wasn't supposed to be there. Surprise, surprise,
Okay. Did you open the
surprise,
door?
surprise. Well, I opened that door, but I swear to God, I was looking at her like I saw her father. Like, I did not know what to do. I was like, oh my God. I hugged her. Brought her in. She was like, surprise. I was like, wow, surprise, surprise. Yes, girl. So, I'm freaking out now because, I'm like, this man's on his way. I gotta let him know what he's about to encounter, and I have to let this girl know so she don't, I don't know what she about to do. I don't know, but I have to let her know. So I ended up telling her before he came. I was like, Tyler, who's all coming to dinner? And Tyler starts, mouthing off the names. And, he said all the names. He got to that name, he said it. And she was like, who's that? And I was like, that's my boyfriend. I was like, that's my boyfriend. He's coming and you'll have a chance to meet him. And then I was like, how do you feel about that? And she looked at me and she was like, it's okay. It's okay. And I was like, okay. And that was it. We moved on. We moved on, and it was a good Thanksgiving. We all fellowshipped together in the house. We were playing games, and it worked. It worked. And every listen, I don't know what is going on here. Surprise, surprise, but I'm working it out.
Yeah, I think you handled that very well.
I have
Because when
to.
you're introducing your new partner or, to anybody from your past life, right?
Ooh.
Because your past life, people only know you and your late husband. That's all they
Right.
know. So when you introduce them to another love interest, they're like, wait, wait, what's going on? They're not ready for that a lot of times, you know?
Exactly. So
So you have to be very careful.
I was shook it. I didn't know what to do, but I just feel like, these are the growing pains. Unfortunately, mine, also includes stepchildren as well as just in-laws and regular family. But you moving, you shaking, and you doing what needs to be done.
You gotta
Doing
do
what
it,
needs to
baby.
be
You
done.
have to
Okay.
move on with your life. You're still here. You have to live your life to the fullest. And if this person is
Yes.
bringing you happiness, see where that goes. That's it,
Yes. Honestly, I feel like I haven't taken any major steps for like maybe the last year or two. It's just been, settling into whatever feelings and just, doing what I do. It's like clockwork right now. I haven't had any major emotional moments, but yeah, this weekend alone, had me all up in
It
my
stretched
feels,
you.
and
Yeah, it
I
stretched
had to
you.
really see, like, okay, Shiny, let's see how far you have come, because now you gotta, do some big things, and I thought I handled them well.
I think you did too. I'm proud of you. Look at you,
Thank
girl.
you.
You did good.
Thanks. So moving right along from the personal stuff, like I
Yes.
said, I want to get to business,
Let's talk.
This all came about when I saw there's this influencer on IG by the name of Jessica something. I cannot remember. Jessica something, but she has like baby mama, she does like baby mama memes,
Content?
and yes, her whole
Okay.
content is about her being a baby mama. She does
Oh.
rapping, where she raps songs. She has books about, like a cup with like baby daddy tears. Like, it's the whole thing. She has become quite a phenomenon, in this space. But just like her, I realized that a lot of influencers who then made it 100% their business, they're also now jumping back into 9-to-5 corporate work.
Yes, I've
Okay.
been seeing a lot of that too.
Yes. Now, my thing is, obviously, when she's actually going back into the corporate world, and she said that a lot of the things that you don't think about is the stability of a 9-to-5. The other day, it was this whole thing. I don't want a nigga with a 9-to-5. I don't want a 9-to-5. I'm this, everybody's
I'm a
entrepreneurship.
boss.
I'm a boss, okay? But guess what? Everybody ain't making that 100K. Everybody ain't making 200K. It's not always happening.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I wanted to talk to you because I feel like you are the epitome of big risks, big rewards. I feel like you are a businesswoman, and I liked how you moved. How you move is most important. You had a job. When I met you, you were working 9-to-5 doing your thing,
Nine to
and
five,
then
yes.
you decided to head on out there. Now, let's talk about that fear. Let's talk about that fear, hun.
Listen. The fear is real, and it was more real because I was the only living parent, right? So it's like it's all on me, right? So if I don't make this work, then my kids don't have a roof over their head. We don't have insurance. We don't have no food
That
in our on our
part.
plate. So it is a risky thing, but it has to be a very strategic, move, right? So I wasn't like, oh, COVID is here. I'm quitting my job and I'm gonna become, this weird influence thing. No, because my kids have to eat. So I definitely, it took me probably over a year, maybe 2 years to really come up with the plan and actually pull the trigger. So it's definitely one of those things where you have to make sure that it's you have an actual plan. This isn't a, well, maybe this will work and maybe that'll work. As I was transitioning out of my 9 to 5, I got a side gig and I was like, okay, let me work this side gig for a little bit to see how I like it. And if, you know, if I can start pulling in money with this, okay, then I can hustle and I can work as many hours doing this because this actually works. And then after I was doing that, then I kind of pivoted into another little side gig, being like a, what is it, a 1099 worker, right? So you're contracted
independent
with another
contractor.
company. So I transitioned to being contracted. And then as I'm doing the work with this contracted company, I'm like, I'm doing all the work and y'all is getting a high percentage of this money. So how do I, you know, break it down so that I am in control of my full private practice? And that's what I did. But it definitely was strategic. And regardless of if I, you know, if these companies didn't work, I knew that I can go and get a job the next day because I have skills that are transferable. I have a degree. I can go and, you know, and I'm humble enough to go back to work if I have to.
All right. So hold on right there. Okay. Right there. You said some very important things. You're talking about the plan, but a lot of times you're also mentioning backups, side jobs, to maintain, because don't we got to pay these bills, sis? These bills still got to get paid while we chasing this dream.
They have to be paid. But the thing is, what we don't see, like from our phones, is the fact that some of these people are not really living the life that they're portraying. So a lot of times it's the lose, you know, quit your job and now sell hair. And now they're living in this big lavish house. What you don't see is they still stay with their people and they can make more riskier moves, right? They can be a little risky.
No one is giving the 100% blueprint of what they're doing.
Absolutely. But everything that you see is not real, right? There's a lot of things happening. Even the people that are like full-time influencers, they work in that 9 to 5 at night. They might be doing a little, you know, customer service gig at night because you have to support yourself.
You have to maintain.
You have to maintain. And the thing is, it's like being a millionaire from influencing is like getting into the NFL, right? You know how everybody's dream
is. Please let these niggas know that it's not for everybody.
Or like becoming a rapper, right? It's a dream and people do it, but one in a million people are going to be at, you know, Kendrick Lamar's level, right? One in a million, right? So you have people that are doing it because they have a passion for it, but they still work the 9 to 5, or if they're not working a 9 to 5, they're living in their mom's basement. And they're just, I think people have to make sure that it's not an all or nothing mindset. Either I'm gonna be a full-time influencer or I'm not doing anything, because the reality is it may take you 10 years on YouTube before you start popping off, right? Like you could be on YouTube for years before you become, before you get your first brand deal, but that doesn't mean that you don't work. You have to work. You know?
Now, also people are losing the importance of education. You also talked about how you are able to pivot because sis got the education in the bag, hon. So this don't work out. We going to Indeed tomorrow. We're going to have a job by Friday.
We going to figure it out, right? And and that's the thing, is making sure that you are looking at your financial situation for what it really is and making sure that you're planning it out, right? Because if you're making that type of move, you need to have that 6 months to a year in the savings, right? You need to make sure that you have a real plan as to, all right, maybe I'll leave the 9 to 5, but I'll keep a part-time gig, but really hustle hard doing this, you know, this influencer gig. But it's not as easy as it appears. It really isn't. But also with the education part, going back to that, you can get certifications and become an IT person and have these different backups, you know, just to know that you can lean back on it if you have to, but you have to make sure that you're here.
It doesn't have to be a 4-year college. When I'm talking about securing a job, it could literally be a 6-week certification, but you know, you could rely on that thing to go get you a decent job that's going to cover your bills. You know what I
Right.
mean? Going back to Jessica, one of her things was the no insurance, okay? Because she influencing her ass off, selling everything. But honey, the mammograms, the pap smears, okay?
Yeah.
Your daughter get ill. What you gonna
Yeah.
do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a big misconception, because that was my biggest thing. I stayed on because I was like, I need insurance, okay?
Tell us
And
how
these
you did
kids
it.
need insurance. So what I did was, I was like, I'm finna holler at Obamacare. I'm gonna holler at Obamacare. And honestly and truly, it was not a bad move. It was very affordable. I was able to get insurance for my kids. So I think one of the
Some
tools
people
that,
don't even know that still exists, bro.
Right. But one of the tools that corporate America uses to keep us trapped, because sometimes we're trapped in situations because we have to have that insurance, right? Because it is a
Right.
big, right? Is the thought of, I need these benefits. Half the time, I was probably paying more for my insurance when I was working at my 9 to 5
Look
than
at
when I had my
that.
Obamacare. You know, so that's one thing that I do want to encourage people. If you do want to pivot into doing something else, there are options like Obamacare, and you can get
Yeah.
good insurance, get things taken care of. So that's not, that shouldn't be a barrier. It was a huge barrier for me because I didn't know, you know, but now that I know, I'm like, okay, cool, you know.
Yeah, as long as you could find different ways, you could do anything. You just have to
Right.
plan. You seriously have to
Absolutely.
plan around it.
Yeah.
What do you think about the entire influencer society right now? Like, just in general, because here's my thing. I am watching people in the comments, like when they are watching reels from people, these niggas will ask you down to the soap you got in your shower. What brand is that?
Right, right,
Okay,
right.
like why are we so influenced right now by every, why we gotta know what soap you bathing with? Because I've been using Dove for a long time and I've been good. Why,
You're
what
good to
makes me
go.
automatically want to live your life now?
This is what it is. People are like, because these influencers, they are living a life that we are romanticizing, right? Now, mind you, we're romanticizing their fake life. So we watch TV, and when we were growing up, we might have looked at Fresh Prince and been like, oh my God, that's a big house. Look at that family. Like, we're romanticizing that. But they're actors. That's a set. That's not real, right? But these influencers, we're looking at them like, oh my God, this is so real. But they're actors. That's a set, because half the time that's an Airbnb that they're doing bulk content creating at. Because no, listen, if you have children and you have an all white house, I know
This
you're
ain't your
lying.
house. You're
You're
lying.
lying, because kids are filthy and there's going to be fingerprints on the wall, something. So, but
Yes.
we're idolizing this fake life because we can't tell the difference, right? And if they're using that type of soap, maybe I need to use that type of soap, because that's the standard, right? So I literally tell my clients, like, I'm like, you need to romanticize your life, right? You need to get out of fantasy land. Now, I believe in being DeLulu. It is beautiful, right? But you need to
Absolutely.
be DeLulu about your situation, so that you are feeling like your life is beautiful. Because sometimes when we're looking at these influencers, we're comparing their life to our life, and the
Yeah.
reality is it doesn't look the same, because that's not even their real life. But we're like,
Right.
dog, they have this white dog with the white picket fence, and they have this big house with white towels, and we're just like, I got carpet and I got a pit bull in the backyard chained up. It's just it's ratchet and it's raggedy. But
Yep.
they're not living like that. So I think the biggest thing is making sure that we understand that they're paid actors also. Like, that's not for real. And
Yes, all of this is
that
about money.
it's about money, and they're being paid well, and they do, it's a real job. If you've ever tried to
Yeah.
do a reel about a day in the life, baby, after the
Girl.
third thing of setting that camera up, I'm like, forget it. I
You
don't
do
have
not
time
want to
for it.
see my drafts,
Baby.
bro.
Come
I
on.
get tired and
Come on.
sick. Like, I can't.
Come on.
Okay.
It's a
So, to
real
do
job.
it is a
Yeah.
real job.
It's a
Editing and
real
doing
job.
all of it is a real job. I
Absolutely.
do want to give them kudos for that.
Yeah,
But
for sure.
when it comes to the influencers, you know, they're better at selling other people's things than their own.
Absolutely.
My thing is, I know, you know, you dealt with the consumers because you
Right.
had, or you're pivoting right now with Sweet Sugar
Right.
Baby and all of that stuff. But it is very hard to go from, oh, hey, you like my reels. Oh, you know, a comment to an actual sale now.
No, it because that's like when you get to the sale, that's after you've done marketing, after you've created the product, that's after you've put money into the product. So if you think about it, it is easier to be an influencer because you're handing me the soap that I just have to bathe with. I didn't have to make the soap. I didn't have to wait 3 months till the soap was cured. Like that's the easy part. Like that's literally just marketing. You already have the finished product. So doing all the behind the scenes is what is for the birds.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
Definitely. I just feel like everyone needs to, you got to go to school. You got to do something. Yeah. You have to have a backbone or, you know, something in the back to do because I realize even Jessica right now, she's selling these eBooks and it's like an angry sell. Okay. It's a, you didn't support me. And that's why I got to go back to corporate America. Yes. Wow. Like even, you know, Thanksgiving, she was like, listen, it's literally a dollar. Like, hold on, girl, this is my dollar.
Now you're being aggressive, but that's her pressure of, I need to pay these bills, right?
Correct.
Like, it comes out in that energy. But one thing that I saw an influencer on TikTok, she works at McDonald's. And baby, I was influenced. I was like, do I need a job at McDonald's? Because she was clean. Like her hair was perfect. Even her little McDonald's uniform, like she had luxury items. I'm like, people need to see regular people that are influencers, quote unquote, but that are living. She has obviously romanticized her life, right?
Yeah.
To where she works, I think she might be a manager at McDonald's. I don't know. I think she's like a manager, but she's still slinging Happy Meals. Like, and she's, and guess what? She's probably going to be able to get brand deals from romanticizing her actual life, right? Like, I'm not mad at it. It's a beautiful thing. But also that energy of, oh, you know, you're not supporting me. Girl, listen, it's not my fault that you didn't come out with a actual plan. But going back to the schooling thing, I would really like for us to do more like plumbing, like
that's something that now will never not be needed, sis. Talk about it.
Because now honestly somebody posted on Twitter, they've been putting their degree on their resume and not getting a call. They've been getting more jobs without using their degree. But I know that technical work, like the plumbing, the electrician, those are becoming a lost art because people want to be rappers. But
correct.
This is
everybody is influencing and we ain't got nobody to fix the toilet, sis.
Absolutely. So that's a real job. And you can still own your own business as a plumber, own your own business as an electrician. But those jobs aren't romanticized because it's dirty work, right? Or it's not as cool. But that's where the money really is because
absolutely.
You will always have work. Yeah,
absolutely. Listen, my husband had his AC business and AC money.
Good money.
In
good
Florida.
Money. Good money. Okay.
Okay. Like,
very good money.
He was never going to fail. Like, you can't fail with certain positions. Right. Now, let's talk about the people that become influencers, actually become successful, but don't know what to do with the money, sis. Proper money management. Because you're 21,
money management
you made one video randomly, and now you famous.
Listen, but the amount of money, that money might not be coming in forever like that. Let's say, you know, you made 50,000 off of a product that you did the promotions, you got a few clicks and you got a bulk load of money. You
How
have
do you
to
manage
be
it.
You have to manage it. But honestly, the influencers, once they reach a certain level, the money is, you know, it flows in really nicely, but you have to manage it so that, especially if you're 21, you need to put that in a high yield savings account and let that money just sit and grow. But the thing is, when you're an influencer, you have to show that you're living this lifestyle. So they're actually spending the money to look like they have all the money. And at the end of the day, they lose the money because it's so much upkeep to appear like you're rich. It really costs money. Renting these cars and renting these Airbnbs, it costs.
Okay, because the Airbnbs can't be cheap, hun.
Listen, they are not cheap, honey. They are not. Oh, it's cute, Lord. Though, but it's not cheap. So that's the issue with that.
As far as entrepreneurs, actual business people, how mm-hmm. long do you think before you could settle in and be like, the business is running itself? How long? Because niggas think it's, you know, within 6 months. Let us know, an actual business owner.
I don't think you will ever be settled in because rent is due every month.
Like, rent is due.
Rent due every month. And then there's a holiday every other week, okay? We just That's hit true. Thanksgiving. Now we have Christmas. New Year's is coming up. Valentine's Day. Like, it's back to back. So I don't think, and that's the thing, like, there is a certain level of quote unquote security in your 9-to-5 because it's like, look, that check coming in no matter what, I just got to show up and make this money, right? Mm-hmm. But as an entrepreneur, if you don't do the work, the money ain't coming in, right? So it's going to always be a level of like insecurity. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I drop the client. Hopefully I get another one. Like, it's going to be a certain level of stress always until you kind of automate your system. And depending on what you do, you can't automate therapy. Like, it doesn't work, you know? So I have to continue to work and do my thing. You know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm not overworking because I don't believe in that at all, you know. I believe in having a tough life. I'm gonna work now, but I'm not gonna overwork and overextend myself, you know.
But I like your business always. Because as a therapist, as a Black woman therapist, hun, we need you. You are so necessary right now. You right up there, girl, with gas and the light bill. Okay.
Hello? Listen, it is so needed. It's so important. And the way that I relate to my clients, listen, it is beautiful. And like, I'm talking to them and I'm like, I'm your therapist, but I'm like, man, I wish I can find a therapist like me to relate to as well, because it's really difficult to find.
It is.
Black female therapy. It's hard. Yeah.
It is. You know, going back to when does the fear end? You know, exactly what you said is exactly why I am not like I'm not because that has changed. I wasn't running to be a businesswoman because I choose soft life as well, and I do not want to be thinking about the rent that hard. Okay, I need to just know what I'm getting every 2 weeks. Jesus. Okay, I know what's gonna come out. I know the 401k is over here. Yeah, like that is my comfort for sure. Yeah. But to be honest. Now that I think about what, when I used to say that, I'm like, really, girl, you know, that fear that you're talking about is the ambition. The fear that you're still in it and you're choosing to have this fear every month, girl. You know, it is, that is the determining factor. That's what's pushing your ass to achieve these goals when you really think about it. Okay.
But also when COVID hit, that showed me that even these 9-to-5s are not secure as we think they are. So there's a level of insecurity no matter what, right? Google making these major cuts. Them people thought that they had a secure job too. So it's one of those things where it's like either you're going to be in control of your own endeavor, right? Make sure that, you know, the energy that I put in is what I'm going to get out of this business. I'm going to go to work, go hard for myself and do my thing, right? It's a toss up. It could work. It may not work, but it's going to be on you, right? Yeah. And then there's also the insecurity of going in and you don't know if these people are going to fire you today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be insecurity no matter what you choose.
For sure. For sure. And for me, I think over time, I just went from child, just give me the check every 2 weeks to now it's more of the multiple sources of income for me.
Yes.
That's where my mind is now. Now I'm like, listen, is there anywhere I could go on the side? Is there anywhere I could, you know, make some extra money? Yeah. I got some things in the, you know, of course, everybody, we putting out content. If something hit, it hit, hun, and I'm leaving all y'all hoes behind. You know what I mean? Like, it could be anything, but I'm including myself now in multiple things. And I think everyone needs to do that. Child, you need to, because this economy is not for us.
It isn't, but also looking at your day-to-day that you do now and how you can monetize that. Like with your podcast, you can get some slots for advertisement and be making money every week on your podcast. And this is a very popular podcast. So you can be bringing in hundreds of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars every year.
Anywhere to start. Yeah.
Right. Even, you know, creating a successful podcast, doing an ebook on how do you do this? Because this is not easy. You make it look easy, but it's not easy. So how do you make an ebook? You put the work in one time and you can sell an ebook every time somebody listens to your podcast and they're like, damn, I want to do this. Okay, you want to do this? Click that link right there and buy the ebook. You already have it outlined. You've done the dirty work for them. You know, so looking at your day-to-day, even as a widow, write you a book real quick. Because there's people that need guidance. Like, how do I survive the first year or the first two years?
Okay.
You know, your experiences will bring you money. It will bring you income. You just have to put in a little bit of work.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like, girl, look at you girl, we talking just for 40 minutes and you done already gave me ideas. Hold on, sis, set a book.
Girl, jot that down, boo. Book. And you know what?
On the life ebook, on LL. Girl, not you with the ideas.
On your son, too. As a mom. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you know, that's a whole different thing. ADHD.
And you are good with it. You are so good.
But you have so to be. Yeah. When your child has something, you have to pivot and become Dr. Whosoever.
But everybody don't know where to even go. And you are so good with resources that right there is something that I would buy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think you have a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you. You know, you talked about being the Lulu and how you really do have to be the Lulu for yourself. Yes, and I'm starting to really believe that. Like, child, you better talk about them fans and do the live with no one in that bitch and keep talking, bro.
Period. And that, listen, that is the foundation. Like, prior to being an entrepreneur, I would talk to my oldest son and I'd be like, yeah, mommy's going to have her own business. And when mommy leaves this job, every event you have at school, mommy's going to be right there. If you guys are out of school, mommy's going to be out of school. And we were just talking. He's the Lulu like me. Okay. We're both on the same page. So
I just love the fact that you're already building little entrepreneurs because honey, they don't wrote books.
Absolutely.
They
can do whatever
that.
They want to do. Yeah, they can do whatever they want to do. And I'm like, yeah, you can do it. Right. So he would like, it's like, actively manifesting with him. So he'd be like, mom, remember when you said you're going to leave your 9-to-5 and you're going to be off every time we're off? You know, and every time now when they're out of school, they're like, mommy, I'm out of school this day. Are you going to be off? I'll be off. I'll be right there. Whatever you want to do, what we going to do, you know, so it's actively believing it and scripting. So I would be at my 9-to-5 and I'll be in a meet and I'll be writing about how my life is going to look when I leave that piece. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy. Up in the morning and stretch. I'm not rushing in the morning. I can have my coffee and look at the sun rise. I would be scripting how my life was going to look.
I fucked like, with that form of the Lulu. I like that.
It works because I literally have my coffee and look at the sunrise and go to the gym every morning.
Life she sure good. Does.
Girl, okay. Hello. Life is good, but you have to really like write it out and script it and like give your mind and your body and your subconscious the blueprint. This is what we're going to be doing.
I completely agree because honestly, through this podcast, I've manifested so much already just from saying it sometimes even just loosely, girl, just a loose conversation about what I want. And I see things happening.
It's happening. I love that for you.
Things are happening. So yes, manifestation, be the Lulu child. Okay. Yes. Face those fears and just, you know, balance everything. Ain't that the moral of the story at this point?
You have to. Life is good, but you have to put a little energy in every aspect of your life and live it to the fullest.
I agree. Girl, give these people all your handles and let them know what you got coming up, okay? Because a whole word was said.
So, you guys can follow me. You guys can definitely tune into my podcast, Self Care After Dark Podcast, on Apple and Google and wherever you listen to your podcast. I'm on IG. All you have to do is click the link in the bio. Shiny's going to have all my information right there.
Sure will.
And follow me, tune in, and you know, let me know how you felt about the episode.
I love
I'm
it. I
excited.
love it. I love her podcast. Okay. She gets
Thank
into your
you.
brain and she discusses the hard stuff. She really does, you know, self-confidence, building from nothing, family struggles. Okay. Cause we don't all have that, hun. Okay.
Absolutely.
And how you explain it on your podcast and how you just bring people in is so warm. And I love it
Thank
over there, you
you.
know, especially in the
Thank you.
morning after a little
Period.
gospel on the way. You definitely, you know,
You know,
bring
tune in
me
and get yourself together.
down.
Exactly.
Yes, I love it. I love
Thank you for having me,
you.
boo. I love
Thank
you
you
too.
so much for stepping back into the
You're
lipstick
welcome. This was
laundry.
fun.
I know. Okay, every time you come, it's like a different conversation, and I love all aspects of you. We doing the widow shit. We doing the business shit. Okay, and we
Everything.
influencing too. Don't play with it.
Listen, we're multifaceted, okay? We can do it
Period.
all, boo. Just say the
Period.
word.
Okay. Period. I am a little jealous of this. Okay. Because you know, I'm still 9 to 5 and I see her all the time on her stories in the gym in the morning, sipping that coffee through that damn window. But girl, I love
You do
it.
your thing.
I
You
love
do
it
your
for
thing. You do your
you.
thing. Thank you, boo.
Thank you. Lipstick.